We're children of the King. Well, hi there. Good to see you. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I'm coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. This is the Daily Show, where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today, we're going to read 1 Chronicles chapters 5 through 9. I'll have some comments after the reading, and I'm calling today's episode, I Could Have Been a Contender. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E230. My email address, if you'd like to write to me, is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came the leader, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Paliu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, Beera his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was leader of the Reubenites. His kinsmen by their families, in the genealogy of their generations, were Jael the chief, then Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, even Nebo and Baal-Meon. To the east he settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle had increased in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, so that they occupied their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. Now the sons of Gad lived opposite them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica. Joel was the chief, and Shapham the second, then Janai and Shaphat in Bashan. Their kinsmen of their father's households were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber. 7. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hurai, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was head of their father's households. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as their borders. All of these were enrolled in the genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, consisting of valiant men, men who bore shield and sword and shot with bow and were skillful in battle, were 44,760 who went to war. They made war against the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped against them, and the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hand. For they cried out to God in the battle, and he answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They took away their cattle, their 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men. For many fell slain because the war was of God, and they settled in their place until the exile. Now the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. From Bashan to Baal Hermon and Senir and Mount Hermon, they were numerous. These were the heads of their father's households, even Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their father's households. But they acted treacherously against the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas became the father of Abishua, and Abishua became the father of Bukai, and Bukai became the father of Uzzi, and Uzzi became the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah became the father of Meraioth. Meraioth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub, and Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Johanan, and Johanan became the father of Azariah. It was he who served as the priest in the house which Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub, and Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Shallum, and Shallum became the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Seraiah, and Seraiah became the father of Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went along when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away into exile by Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' households. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, Jeatherai his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Azar his son, Elkanah his son, Abiasaph his son, and Azar his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai his son and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn and Abijah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shimea his son, Haggiah his son, Azaiah his son. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord, after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. These are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Belial, the son of Toa, the son of Zoph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Azar, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's brother Asaph stood at his right hand, even Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left hand were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari: Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their kinsmen, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukai his son, Uzzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Meraioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their settlements according to their camps within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its pasture lands around it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the following cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna, also with its pasture lands, Jatter, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Hilon with its pasture lands, Deber with its pasture lands, Ashan with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its pasture lands, Alameth with its pasture lands, and Anathoth with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. Then to the rest of the sons of Kohath were given by lot, from the family of the tribe, from the half-tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. To the sons of Gershom, according to their families, were given from the tribe of Issachar and from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh, 13 cities in Bashan. To the sons of Merari were given by lot, according to their families, from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. So the sons of Israel gave to the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave them by lot from the tribe of the sons of Judah, the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, these cities which are mentioned by name. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave to them the following cities of refuge: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim with its pasture lands, Gezer also with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its pasture lands, and Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom were given, from the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its pasture lands, Dabarath with its pasture lands, and Ramoth with its pasture lands, Anam with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hammon with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari were given, from the tribe of Zebulun, Ramona with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands. And beyond the Jordan at Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan were given them, from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jaza with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephaeth with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture lands. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar was the father of four sons: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola was the father of Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, who were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their clan. There were 22,600 people in Tola's family by the time David became king. Uzai was the father of Izrahiah and the grandfather of Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, who were also family leaders. Their families were so large that they had 36,000 soldiers in their clans. In fact, according to family records, the tribe of Issachar had a total of 87,000 warriors. Benjamin was the father of three sons: Bela, Beker, and Jediael. Bela was the father of Esbon, Uzai, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri. They were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their father's clan. The number of soldiers in their clan was 22,034. Beker was the father of Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. The official family records listed 20,200 soldiers in the families of this clan, as well as their family leaders. Jediael was the father of Bilhan and the grandfather of Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Canaanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. They were family leaders in their clan, which had 17,200 soldiers prepared to fight in battle. Ir was the father of Shuppim and Huppim, who also belonged to this clan. Dan was the father of Hushim. Naphtali's mother was Bilhah, and he was the father of Jahziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalem. Manasseh and his Syrian wife were the parents of Asriel and Maker, the father of Gilead. Maker found a wife for Huppim and one for Shuppim. Maker had a sister named Maacah. Zelophehad was also a descendant of Manasseh, and he had 5 daughters. Maker and his wife Maacah were the parents of Peresh and Sheresh. Peresh was the father of Ulam and Rekem. Ulam was the father of Bedan. These were all descendants of Gilead, the son of Maker and the grandson of Manasseh. Gilead's sister Hamaliketh was the mother of Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mala. Shemida, another descendant of Manasseh, was the father of Ahian, Shechem, Lichai, and Anaim. Ephraim was the father of Shuthelah and the ancestor of Bered, Tahath, Eliada, Tahath, Zabad, and Shuthelah. Ephraim had 2 other sons, Ezer and Eliad, but they were killed when they tried to steal livestock from the people who lived in the territory of Gath. Ephraim mourned for his sons a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Sometime later, his wife gave birth to another son, and Ephraim named him Beriah, because he was born during a time of misery. Ephraim's daughter was Sheera. She built the towns of Lower Beth-horon, Upper Beth-horon, and Uzzen-Sheera. Ephraim also had a son named Repha, and his descendants included Reshef, Tela, Tahan, Ladan, Amiad, Elishama, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim took over the territory as far south as Bethel, as far east as Naaran, and as far west as Gezer. Their territory included all the villages around these towns, as well as Shechem, Ava, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Manasseh settled in the territory that included Bethshan, Taanach, Megiddo, Dor, and the nearby villages. The descendants of Joseph lived in these towns and villages. Asher had 4 sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, and 1 daughter, Seirah. Beriah was the father of Heber and Malkiel, the father of Birzeith. Heber was the father of 3 sons, Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and 1 daughter, Shua. Japhlet was the father of Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. Shomer was the father of Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. And Japhlet's brother Hotham was the father of Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. Zophah was the father of Sua, Harnifer, Shuel, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shillah, Ithran, and Bera. Jether was the father of Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. Ulla was the father of Ara, Haniel, and Raziah. These were the descendants of Asher, and they were all respected family leaders and brave soldiers. The tribe of Asher had a total of 26,000 soldiers. 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his first son. Ashbel was his second son. Ahara was his third. Noha was his fourth. And Rapha was his fifth son. Bela's sons were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoah, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud and leaders of their families in Geba. They were forced to move to Manahath. Ehud's descendants were Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera forced them to leave. He was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharaim and his wife Husham had sons named Abitab and Elpael. In Moab, Shaharaim divorced his wives Husham and Beera. Shaharaim and his wife Hodash had these sons, Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcham, Jeaz, Sakiah, and Mirma. They were the leaders of their families. Elpael's sons were Eber, Misham, Shemed, Beriah, and Shema. Shemed built the towns of Ono and Lod and the villages around them. Beriah and Shema were leaders of the families living in Ajalon, and they forced out the people who lived in Gath. Beriah's sons were Ahio, Shashak, Jeremoth, Zebadiah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpath, and Joha. Elpael's sons were Zebadiah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab. Shimei's sons were Jakim, Zichri, Zabdi, Eleini, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Bereah, and Shimrath. Shashak's sons were Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel. Jeroham's sons were Shamsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jaarishiah, Elijah, and Zichri. The family histories show that all these men were leaders of their families and lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeah. These sons also lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul, and Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. Micah's sons were Python, Melech, Teriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Rapha was Biniah's son. Eleasa was Rapha's son, and Azel was Eleasa's son. Azel had six sons: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were Azel's sons. Azel's brother was Eshek. Eshek's first son was Ulam. His second was Jeush, and Eliphelet was his third. Ulam's sons were mighty warriors and good archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 of them in all. All these men were Benjamin's descendants. 1 Chronicles chapter 9. The names of all the people of Israel were listed in their family histories, and those family histories were put in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were captured and forced to go to Babylon because they were not faithful to God. The first people to come back and live in their own lands and towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. People from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. This is a list of those people. There was Uthai, son of Ammihud. Ammihud was Omri's son. Omri was Imri's son. Imri was Bani's son. Bani was a descendant of Perez, and Perez was Judah's son. Of the Shilonite people were Azaiah and his sons. Azaiah was the oldest son in his family. Of the Zerahite people, there were Jeuel and other relatives of Zerah. There were 690 of them in all. From the tribe of Benjamin, there was Salu, son of Meshulam. Meshulam was Hodaviah's son, and Hodaviah was Hasanua's son. There was also Ibniah, son of Jeroham, and Elah, son of Uzzi. Uzzi was Mikri's son. And there was Meshulam, son of Shephatiah. Shephatiah was Reuel's son, and Reuel was Ibnijah's son. The family history of Benjamin lists 956 people living in Jerusalem, and all these were leaders of their families. Of the priests, there were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Zadok's son. Zadok was Merayath's son. Merayath was Ahitub's son. Ahitub was the officer responsible for the temple of God. Also, there was Adiah, son of Jeroham. Jeroham was Pashur's son, and Pashur was Malchijah's son. And there was Maasai, son of Adiel. Adiel was Jazara's son. Jazara was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Meshillamith's son, and Meshillamith was Immer's son. There were 1,760 priests. They were leaders of their families, and they were responsible for serving in the temple of God. Of the Levites, there was Shemaiah, son of Hashub. Hashub was Azrikam's son, and Azrikam was Hashabiah's son. Hashabiah was from the family of Merari. There were also Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah. Micah was Zikri's son, and Zikri was Asaph's son. There was also Obadiah, son of Shemaiah. Shemaiah was Galal's son, and Galal was Jeduthun's son. And there was Berechiah, son of Asa. Asa was the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. Of the gatekeepers there was Shallum, Akkub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shallum was their leader. These gatekeepers from the tribe of Levi still stand next to the king's gate on the east side of the city. Shallum was Kori's son. Kori was Abiasaph's son, and Abiasaph was Korah's son. Shallum and his relatives from the family of Korah were gatekeepers and were responsible for guarding the gates of the temple. Their ancestors had also been responsible for guarding the entrance to the temple of the Lord. In the past, Phinehas, Eleazar's son, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with Phinehas. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the temple. In all, 212 men were chosen to guard the gates, and their names were written in their family histories in their villages. David and Samuel the seer chose these men because they were dependable. The gatekeepers and their descendants had to guard the gates of the temple of the Lord. The temple took the place of the holy tent. There were gatekeepers on all four sides of the temple, east, west, north, and south. The gatekeepers' relatives who lived in the villages had to come and help them at times. Each time they came, they helped the gatekeepers for 7 days. Because they were dependable, four gatekeepers were made the leaders of all the gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they were responsible for the rooms and treasures in the temple of God. They stayed up all night guarding the temple of God, and they opened it every morning. Some of the gatekeepers were responsible for the utensils used in the temple services. They counted these utensils when people took them out and when they brought them back. Other gatekeepers were chosen to take care of the furniture and utensils in the holy place. They also took care of the flour, wine, oil, incense, and spices, but some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. There was a Levite named Mattathiah who was dependable and had the job of baking the bread used for the offerings. He was the first son of Shallum, who was from the family of Korah. Some of the gatekeepers from the Kohath family had the job of preparing the special bread that was put on the table every Sabbath day. Some of the Levites were musicians in the temple. The leaders of these families stayed in the rooms of the temple. Since they were on duty day and night, they did not do other work in the temple. These are the leaders of the Levite families. Their names were listed in their family histories, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was Shimeam's father. Jeiel's family lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was Kish's father. Kish was Saul's father. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. Micah's sons were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was Jada's father. Jada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was Moza's father. Moza was Biniah's father. Rephaiah was Biniah's son. Eleazar was Rephaiah's son, and Azel was Eleasa's son. Azel had 6 sons: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. They were Azel's sons.
Well, beloved, let's look at the last 3 verses of chapter 5. That would be verses 23 through 26. Verse 23 says, "Now the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land, from Bashan to Baal Hermon and Sina and Mount Hermon. They were numerous. So God had prospered them and gave them a large amount of land." But listen again to verse 25. "But they acted treacherously against the God of their fathers and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them." So what happened? Well, verse 26 tells us that the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day. There's a classic old movie from 1954 with a young Marlon Brando playing a boxer. The title of the film is On the Waterfront, and this scene has one of the most well-known lines of Hollywood history.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
I'll bet you've heard that before. Well, I'm reminded of this scene when I read the fate of the half-tribe of Manasseh. They could have been somebody. But because of their unfaithfulness to the God of Israel, everything was taken away, and they were taken into captivity. I'll tell you, beloved, so much has been given to Christians. Not only have we received the gift of eternal life, but we are grafted into the family. We have become the sons and daughters of God. We're children of the King. We're children of the King, but some believers forsake their inheritance and voluntarily forfeit the rich relationship they could have with God. Addiction to pornography, to drugs, to alcohol, gambling, and what have you are not unheard of in the Christian community, and it's tragic, but it's true. The thing that is so tragic is that Jesus came to set us free from bondage, yet some choose to surrender themselves, just like the half-tribe of Manasseh chose to turn from God. It doesn't have to be that way. If you find yourself in bondage of any kind, you can be free. If you need help, ask your pastor or another trusted friend. Or write to me. I'll do everything I can to get help to you. You don't have to settle. You can be free. It's part of your birthright as a child of God. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your comments. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E230 or send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, we'll read Psalms 99 through 101.
Boost.
I want to thank Kirsty for getting the newsletter out every week and Sean of San Pedro for putting the chapters in every day. You've heard me talk about time, talent, or treasure, right? Well, both Kirsty and Sean are donating time and talent to do these things. And if you have time and talent that you'd like to donate to the show, I need someone to edit the transcripts I post for each episode. I use a service that transcribes using artificial intelligence, but it's not 100% accurate. It'd be really great if somebody would go through the transcripts and make corrections for me. And I'd also love it if some of you with artistic talent would do some chapter art for the show. As I move through the readings and as I talk about various things on the show, how cool would it be if the art that shows on your Podcasting 2.0 compliant podcast app would reflect what I'm talking about? You wouldn't have to do the chapters, Sean's got that covered, but just submit the art. If you'd like to contribute to the community in one of these ways, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and I'll get you set up. So that's time and talent. But if you'd rather just donate the treasure part of time, talent, or treasure, that'd be fantastic too. You can do that at lifespringmedia.com/support. That's the part of the formula that really helps to keep the show coming to you 7 days a week. And 99.999% of the time, the show has always been right on time. Contributing monetarily greatly helps to keep that going. lifespringmedia.com/support. And whether you support the show with time, talent, or treasure, I thank you, and I think God will bless you. On this date in church history, April 19th, 1836, Adoniram Judson Gordon was born. He was an American Baptist clergyman, educator, and hymn composer. His better-known works include My Jesus, I Love Thee. He was active in missionary work and also founded what is now known as Gordon Divinity School. You've recently heard me read some of those unusual Old Testament names on the show, including today's show. Well, if you'd like to have these names roll easily off your tongue, all you need is my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. I spent over 2 years compiling the book, and pastors, students, teachers, and lots of others have given it an average of 4.5 stars on Amazon, and 79% of the reviews are 5-star ratings. Here's a review from Jay. He said, "Get it. You need it. This is a must. As a preaching student, I find some names a bit challenging, but this book breaks them down into easy-to-pronounce sections. It's not a bunch of accent marks and stuff most people can't remember. This puts the names into plain English. Beloved, when you buy the book on my website, BibleNames.link, you'll get three things that you don't get on Amazon. Number one is my guarantee. If you don't love the book, I'll refund your money, 100%. Number two, when you buy the book, you're helping to support this show. And because you're helping, I'll give you a discount since you're part of the LifeSpring family. When you check out there on my website, be sure to use the discount code PODCAST and you'll get a 25% discount. But you only get that at BibleNames.link. And the third thing is, when you buy Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide from BibleNames.link, you can get it in PDF, MP3, or softcover. You can't get the PDF or MP3 at Amazon. When you buy the softcover version of the book there at my website, I'll sign it for you if you want me to. Just drop me an email to let me know, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are. We worship you, Lord, because you are worthy. We thank you for the time we had to celebrate this past Resurrection Sunday. Lord, I ask that you help us to remember that you have set us free from bondage. We are no longer slaves to sin. I pray for the LifeSpring family members, Lord, who might be struggling with habits and behaviors that they've fallen into, and I ask that you help them to make right decisions. If they need to help break those habits, help them to get support or counseling or whatever they need to leave these things behind. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we become your children, children of the King, and we don't have to be slaves to these things. Encourage them, Lord, with this knowledge. I thank you so much, Lord, for each one who's listening right now. I ask that you bless them, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If there's something in your life that you'd like us to pray with you about, or if God has given you victory over something, or if he's doing something else you'd like to encourage the rest of the LifeSpring family with, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out the form you find there. My website will send me a notification, and I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll share on the show. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E230. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Support the show, please, at lifespringmedia.com/support. Share the show with the people in your life. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for sharing your time with me. My name is Steve Webb. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.